Unit 1. Curriculum Extra. Exercise 1.
Museums are important cultural centres which attract millions of visitors. The British Museum alone has 6.7 million visitors each year, making it the UK's most popular cultural attraction. These days, all museums are open to the public, but this wasn't always true. Early museums began as private collections of rare or strange objects which rich people kept in their homes. These collections included all kinds of natural and man-made objects from different parts of the world. Towards the end of the 19th century, the museums opened to the public in European capitals and university towns, such as Berlin, Paris, Oxford and Cambridge. There are many different kinds of museum, such as natural history, space, architecture and many more. But one of the oldest types is the ethnography museum. Ethnography is a speciality within anthropology. It is the study of human cultures and their customs. The traditional role of these museums is to collect artifacts of cultural, religious, and historical importance, preserve them, and present them to the public for education and enjoyment. One of Britain's oldest ethnography museums is the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford. It opened in 1884 with the collection that belonged to General Pitt Rivers. There are over 500,000 exhibits in the museum, with more than 30,000 on display. Most ethnographic museums organise artefacts according to geographical origin or cultural area. But at the Pitt Rivers Museum, they are organised according to type: musical instruments, weapons, masks, textiles, jewellery and tools. This type of presentation shows how different people at different times solved the same problems. Nowadays, there is some criticism of ethnographic museums because many of the objects are things that Europeans found when they travelled to other countries during the colonial period. Some indigenous people want to get their artefacts back. Many museums are trying to change their image by developing contacts with people from other cultures. By improving communications and working together, they hope to make modern museums places of understanding and shared ideas, not just collections of fascinating objects.